Okay, then.
So, the next best thing for me, next best to being with Baba, was when I was home during the study season, was having somebody from Baba come home. So when my sister-in-law, Jamshed's wife, who was with Baba, living with Baba, she was called Big Korshed because she was older, and Little Korshed is the younger, who's now in Amarnagar this year. So Baba sent Big Korshed because she's also a daughter-in-law to my mother. Something must have happened for 4 days. So I would be so happy. I'd be so ecstatic. I didn't even want to go to school. And of course, I pretend I had a stomachache and I couldn't go to school. And my mother was so shrewd, she said, "Oh, my poor daughter, you have a stomachache?" "Yes, mother, I can't." "Okay, I'll give you castor oil." I'm going to have castor oil and go to school. So we would, and I said, "Oh my God, I hated castor oil, every child does." After a while, I said, "It's better now." "Okay, you can go to school right now." So anyway, we would then go to Babajan. Mother and we would go often to visit Babajan. You know, this is not far from Dasturmer Road. In the evening, it used to be quiet. There used to be no traffic in those days. Very few people, you know, on the earth, I guess. And we could walk in the middle of the road. And if a tonga, a horse carriage, came from behind, they also had these bells which they manipulated with the feet. Clong, long, clong, long, clong, long. Bajo, bajo, lata pibara bajo, bajo, bajo. The horseman would, the tongawala would call out. Bajo means aside, aside. The one with the red cap, aside. The lady with the child, aside. You know, this is it. So we were going, and it was dusk time. The lights were lighted. The street lamps were lighted. And we were going, Mother, Koshe, and myself. And then when it was a Victoria, which is a bigger horse carriage and bigger horse, you would hear the plop, 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 the bigger hoofs. And you knew. But you, first of all, automatically, you saw the light that would precede the carriage, the light from the lamps, the kerosene lamps. So one day when we were three of us walking, Mother, Koshad and I, suddenly we heard the clank, clank of a horse carriage. And but it dawned a little later on me, but first on caution, that why is there no light? It was unusual. No light preceded the carriage. So she turned around, and she must have seen something because she said, "Baba!" And she started running on the road. And she lost one slipper, and she didn't care to retrieve it. The moment she said, "Baba, turn," just a second later than Korshed, and all I saw was from here, Sadra, up till here, Baba's lenga, the pajama, and Baba's sandals. I mean, one indelible glimpse of so much of Baba. So I also said, "Baba," and she said, "Baba." Anyway, I started running after her. And Mother saying, "Wait a minute, what is it? Why don't you say something?" Whoa. But we kept running. And we saw the Victoria go up to Babajan's. And there's a lane that goes this way. In those days, the lane was much narrower. No Victoria could go through that. But when we came up to the point where we saw it turn around the distance, and we running, we got to that point, no Victoria. And we knew there was a dead end at that time. And no Victoria could have gone into that lane. We looked surprised. Maybe it could squeeze in. Maybe it could happen. So we went and we asked people standing around, "Victoria, where did Victoria?" They looked at us so queerly. I mean, these people couldn't be normal and asked me the Victoria was in fact. By the time we came out, after the inquiry, Mother had reached the point. And she says, "What happened? Why were you running like crazy people?" And we said, "Look, Mother, we'll tell you later, but the thing is, we saw Baba in there." "Oh, probably the whole of Pune knows my son is here, except his poor mother. Look, mother, it isn't like that. We don't even know when he's coming. Please, let's go home. So mother and Prashad and I went home. The first thing we did was send a telegram, and immediately came the reply express telegram saying, Baba has been here all the time. That's a street lamp story.